Hello, this is Bro Steph with the Middle East Peace Update Report. Today is October 16th, 2015. I've titled the report today, The Economics of War. And it's kind of a follow-up, in a way, to my report last week, Is Ezekiel 38 Really Happening? But what I wanted to talk about today is the economics of what's going on in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, the entire Middle East. So we know in Ezekiel 38 that the Lord described a hook being put in the jaw of Russia and Russia being drawn down to Israel to take a spoil or to take booty, or in other words, to take what doesn't belong to them. Now, let's examine Russia's economic position. Right now, Russia economically is really in a lot of trouble. Oil prices have dropped, and Russia needs about $65 to $70 a barrel in the cost of a barrel of oil for them to make money or to sustain their economy. And with oil prices low right now, Russia is just, you know, money's leaking like a water faucet out the back door. So I find it interesting that Russia goes into Syria, and you know that Russia is going to take over or make a deal with Syria to have a percentage of their oil production. And then they're moving into Iraq. Then it's going to be, in fact, we've already seen some effort into Afghanistan. And they've already got a deal cut with the Iranians. And so it looks like economically Russia is making friends and agreements with those that have lots of oil, so that Russia can really be the superpower watching over the Middle Eastern oil, so that they can raise oil and the price of a barrel of oil probably around $100 to $125 a barrel. Could even go as high as $200 a barrel if Russia had their way. Because when oil gets above that $70 a barrel mark, Russia starts to make money hand over fist. And interesting that just recently, Israel found a well of oil that is 10 times larger than any well that's ever probably been discovered in the Middle East. It's huge. It's like 300 meters thick. A normal well is about 30 meters thick of oil. So they're saying probably in late 2017, Israel's going to begin pumping oil out of the ground from this find. And where there's oil, there's a lot of natural gas too. So, could Russia end up attacking Israel to take over this oil find, which would put them in control of all the Middle Eastern oil? I mean, that's what we have to think about, and we have to consider the economics of war, because it's been said that countries use sometimes war to bail themselves out of depressions or recessions and to create jobs and to create more financial stability for their countries. And so we need to really keep our eyes on the oil and natural gas that reserves that Russia could be after. That could be very key into why they decide to move into Israel. Got to watch this Golan Heights new oil find to see if, in fact, this causes Russia to move in and we know. I'm just kind of thinking to myself out loud. That's why you heard that pause. My brain is really just grinding through some information. But we know the Bible says that God is going to destroy Russia, Iran, and their hordes on the mountains of Israel. So this will be very interesting to keep watching to see what the developments end up becoming over there. But I wanted to throw this out there to get you to think about the economics of war and what could Russia have in their minds as far as repairing their economy through the oil finds that are in Israel right now. Not a coincidence that Israel has struck oil in the last 3 or 4 years, and most recently in the Golan Heights. This is not coincidental. This is the hand of God, I believe, forming and putting together alliances for his end time plans. And you can see the finger of God all over this. So this is Bro Steph, reminding you to live out your faith and to share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone today, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, or any social media, or if you're around a lot of people daily, sharing the good news of Christ with the people you come in contact with. Just remember to live out your faith, be doers of the Word of God, and keep looking up because Jesus is coming back soon. God bless you, and I'll talk to you again real soon. Oh, P.S., I'd like to remind you, if you want to get connected with me, it's really easy now. Just go to Bro Steph, that's B-R-O, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E, F as in Frank, .com, brosteph.com, and then click on the directory links page, and you can get connected to me. I have a page with all of my links to make it easy on people getting a hold of me or joining our Facebook group or whatever the case may be. Okay? Brosteph.com. Talk to you again soon. Bye for now.